All 15 homes just south of the city's airport have been abandoned. Some are owned by banks, some by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Others are privately owned. None of the owners have given any indication they'll sell to the city, because officials haven't asked yet. Since the $1.5 million can't cover the costs of buying all the 15 homes and fixing them, Community Development Director Judy Jackson says the city came up with a strategy.
We won't do all 15 homes at one time. We may do three homes, rehab, sell those. That money then would be put into the same fund to do another three, four, five, whatever we can do.
Originally, the city asked for $1.9 million, but Jackson admits that number was based on a very loose estimate.
Well, at this point, we have only seen the exterior of the homes. We haven't purchased any of the homes, so we haven't been inside the homes yet. We'll have of course, go inside, have it inspected, see what the house needs. But we plan to make them look nice.
Since the condition of the homes is not known, Jackson says the extent of rehab necessary is unclear, including how much each project will cost. In order to better the chances of convincing owners to sell to the city, Jackson says they will solicit two estimates on each home to come up with an offer that's fair to both the owners and the city. She says despite the housing market, the homes will eventually be offered at prices low-income families can afford. The planning department is also still waiting to hear if it will receive a grant allowing the city to buy more than 80 homes on the southeast side, tear them down, and create green space. City officials have repeatedly said the area should have never been zoned residential. As for the homes south of the airport that will be rehabbed, Jackson says she's unsure if anything's been done to prevent future flooding in the area. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.